Let's go to another of our very popular jockeys down in Melbourne. This time it's Glenn Boss. Morning, Bossy.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going, buddy?
Very well, mate. Just to let people know that are listening to us around New South Wales and Sydney, you had a period, Bossy, that you tried to do your own jockey bookings and you just found it so absorbing that you've ended up going back to Reece Murphy, your original manager, and he's taken it back over.
Yeah, it could have been called a brain snap period there, Andrew. Listen, I had a go and I give it my best, but I swear to God, it was one of the hardest things I shouldn't have done, because I got a new respect for agents, because we got so much on and trying to do right. Anyway, I was either going to go insane, get divorced, or both.
Yes. No, anyway, Reece is back looking after you for people that are looking for G Boss down in Melbourne during the spring. The obvious is to ask you about Foreteller and Chivalry, but I want to go the other way. I want to ask you about Sign Off. In the Herbert Power at 2,400, last time he was at this trip, he won a Bendigo Cup in easy fashion. I know this is a different time of year and a different sort of he's nearly 12 months on, but how do you see him tomorrow?
Oh, Andrew, I've almost nearly got him unbeatable tomorrow. He's been flying. He's all three runs have been good. His first up run, he never had much luck, and then obviously he ran terrific at Flemington, second up behind Brambles, who I've got amazing respect for. I think if he was to sneak himself, he probably can't get into a Caulfield Cup, but he could nearly win a Caulfield Cup, Brambles.
Yeah.
And then obviously you forget his last run, and it was one of them nights at the Valley where if you got to three wide on the circle, you couldn't make up ground. It was like quicksand, and nothing made ground, and he was the only one of that night that made steady ground, and I thought he was pretty good through the line. So fourth up, getting to a good distance, he'll be very, very hard to beat. And if he does win this, and I'm pretty confident he can, he'll be put his hand up to say he's a legitimate Caulfield Cup horse.
Well, so he should be. I mean, you look at the draw and you go instantly, oh, that's a poor draw. But I must admit I haven't looked at the pace in the race at this stage, but how do you see it tomorrow from that draw?
Oh, he'll be in the first four.
Yeah.
Easily, he's got great gate speed. He can be used up if required, you know, because he's getting to that distance where he's capable of doing that. So, yeah, he won't be far away in the run. He'll give himself every opportunity to win.
Okay, that's a good mention there for Sign Off in the Herbert Power. Working them through, I was in Melbourne to see Foreteller gallop on the Flemington course proper on Tuesday morning, and this seems a real happy horse, doesn't he?
He's amazing, Andrew. He's just, the last month, I've seen a big transformation in this horse. I mean, we're talking about an eight-year-old. It's incredible. I've seen him at the track a lot, because I'm at Flemington a lot, and yeah. Justine rides him all his work, and she just keeps pointing at this horse every time she's on him to have a look at him. His colour's changed. His attitude, he just comes off the track full of life, and he's in a very, very happy spot at the moment, and that's why he was able to come away with a really good victory at Group 1 Labour last start. So what you get with Foreteller, what you see is what you get. He doesn't really do much different than go out there and bust his boiler, and if he gets beat any more than two lengths, something's gone wrong in the run. And he's just a great, genuine horse, and if any of these others don't step up to the plate due to something, you know, some unforeseen conditions or whatever, you know what you're going to get with this bloke. He's going to be right there having a crack. So, you can't be scouting him and everything. And, you know, he's one of them horses that goes around at a good price every time he goes around. It's quite remarkable with a horse with his record. He's won 11 out of 45 and been placed a lot of other times. And he's been at group level, group ones and group twos, basically, I reckon, his last 20 starts. So, you know, he's a pretty good individual, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he's up and about. Pace in these races, the wait for ages, often ends up nothing. He's a horse, though, if you just give him the smother, the way that he's racing at the moment, Bossy, I know you're drawn 10, but if he can get some smother, he just seems so strong, doesn't he, at the end of the race?
Yeah, listen, Andrew, he's a funny horse in that regard. Sometimes the slower they go, I know he's a back marker, and generally with the slower they go, the better for him.
Yep.
Because mid-race he can tack on and he gets quite strong on the bridle, and he's just waiting for you to let him rip, and he's got equal or better sectionals than most in the race. So when you do let him rip, he comes off the bridle really quickly and sprints. Sometimes, like when he got beat like two starts ago, when the cleaner let him up and went fast, it almost nullifies his sprint, because to get him in a winning position, you've got to take him out of his comfort zone to put him in a position to win.
Yep.
And then you've used a little bit of petrol just to do that. So when you do ask him, it's not quite as instant. He looks a bit more one-paced. So, I'm happy if they're not going to go fast in this race. I'm happy for that because, I know what I've got when I let him go.
Well, you know the horse so well. That's the key to him. This horse, Late Charge, Wendy Kelly's horses, the two or three that she's had during the spring have all been running well. Late Charge is one of those.
Yeah, he's been flying, this horse. He's a pretty honest colt. Vlad rides him very well, and I had a look at all of Vlad's rides on him, and he's one thing Vlad does with him is he lets him flow a bit. He doesn't restrain him too much. He doesn't fight him, regardless of where he is. Like Flemington, when he won two starts ago, he was out wide, three wide, and then sort of four wide on the circle and ripped home and beat under the louvre, So yeah. I noticed last time, no fault of Daniels, but he was drawn in and he got a little bit strong in the middle and sort of fought Daniel for about, a good 400 metres, and it got quite strong with him. And probably just dulled him a bit late. He looked plain, but I thought he was okay. So, this is a high-class race. Whether he's good enough to beat horses like Solicit and, Ballpoint, Trust and August, Arabian Gold, these horses are flying at the moment. Yeah. Whether he's quite at that level, I'm not 100% sure, but this is, it's a handicap. He's going to get his chance. I'm sure he'll run very well.
We get to the two guineas, the fillies picking time, who you've been on for Mark Cavanagh, of course. Has she got the maturity for this time of year for a mile?
That's her big problem, Andrew. She's an autumn filly. She's growing. I've been with her, for the best part of, the last 3 months, and she's growing in front of me. And, she's sort of got to this point in her preparation where she's actually getting a bit lanky and a bit gawky to look at, because she's just going through a growth period. Listen, we've taken the blinkers off. I don't think she's reacted very well with the blinkers. She's got strong in the middle of her races and hasn't reacted when the pace has slowed. She wants to keep going on with it, and she's been exposed on the circle and hasn't been given an opportunity to relax and let go. So blinkers off tomorrow, and you'll see a really good, hopefully a good filly, because she's got very, very good abilities, filly. But like I said, this preparation might have just all come a little bit too soon for her. But if things go right and she gets the right run and she does all the right things for me, she can win, because she's got unbelievable talent. But like I said, it's just time. Tomorrow's a bit of one of them days to see how, hopefully it all goes right for her.
The Caulfield Guineas, the big Group 1 tomorrow. You're on Chivalry. That race, the Bill Stutt, depending on who you talk to, it was a very messy race. It was out wide, finished off fair. We know how good Richenup is going. Elmer Ladd won that race. There seems to be some pace out wide, doesn't there? Does that help you with Chivalry?
Yeah, it does. And I'm glad he's drawn where he's drawn, Andrew, because, he's a bloke that just likes to, his first two quarters, first three quarters or thereabouts, he just likes to get into his rhythm and get breathing and relax. That's his pattern. Yep. When he's run well and won, his sectionals have been equivalent to any open horse sprinter that day. He's got very good turn of foot and good sectionals. So you just got to ride him for that asset. And, Richenup is obviously the measuring stick. I haven't seen a horse win a Guineas Prelude like that ever. Going forward to a Guineas, that looked probably the best trial I've ever seen. So, listen, he's probably might be one out of the box. Mm. But I reckon I've got everything else covered. I don't think Elmlad will beat me home. Shooting to Win can't beat me home, I don't reckon. So if he gets the right run and gets his opportunity, which he will, Chivalry, he's had a great prep, and you don't forget the last run, which is a non-event. So if you look at his form, he's got as good a form as anything. So, people have dropped off him and whatnot, but that's neither here nor me. I love this colt, and I think he's got great ability. And if Richenough's got any kink in his arm at the end of this trip, I know my horse is just going to relish it. So, I'm going in very confident. If you asked me to swap, I wouldn't swap, because I just got so much time for this colt. I like him. I think he's got all the assets to win.
You've been with him all the way that you've spoken about him this morning. You've got some great opportunities tomorrow, Bossy. Good luck with them all, mate. It's a big day, a big few weeks coming up in Melbourne, and we know what happens when there's big races around with G-Boss. Good luck, mate.
Good on you, buddy. Yes, and then one of them, answer questions day.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
it,
no,
you
it
know,
is.
It's the fork
yeah.
in the road for a lot of horses going forward for the big races. So that's what makes this race meeting so intriguing and so exciting, because we're all going there looking for a lot of answers to a lot of questions, and it's all going to happen tomorrow, so I can't wait.
No, that's right. And imagine, I mean, for the rest of the day, you could be chasing rides for next week, and now you've got good old Reece Murphy back in the blocks. He can do it for you.
Yeah, correct, Andrew.
Good luck to you, mate.
Always great to talk to you, Andrew.
Good on you, Glenn. Glenn Boss joining us there for, with a run-through of those key rides. I love